Kathleen, what does the Trump and Tipton victory mean for energy development on our public lands?
I think it means that we have a new administration that is more favorable to responsible energy development on federal lands. We've seen that the current administration is more focused on preservation only and moving away from responsible multiple uses of public lands. And so we're looking forward to working with the Trump administration to move forward.
So here on the Western Slope and in the Roaring Fork Valley, we have had quite a bit of opposition to oil and gas development on our public lands, especially in the Thompson Divide area. So I'm wondering, how do we reconcile some of that disagreement that we've seen in terms of what impacts oil and gas development has on the natural landscape moving forward?
Well, the public has many points where they can participate in the process. That is baked into the system. That will continue to move forward. So there are at least four or five, sometimes six or seven opportunities for the public to comment before a well is ever drilled. So that process is not going away. That is specifically part of the federal lands process so that the public does engage and the agencies are better informed on impacts and what's important to the local population. That's already baked into the process. That's not going away.
So when you say you anticipate the administration being more friendly toward oil and gas development than the past administration, what role does the public have to play on a local level?
On the local level, the state level, and the national level, the public has a role to play if they so choose to participate. I'm pointing to the fact that the BLM in particular, Forest Service in particular, have been very reticent to move forward and make decisions about energy development on public lands. And they know that from the top down, there's not the political will to move forward. I think in a Trump administration, you're getting a different emphasis from the top down, which is, you know, let's continue to do it responsibly, but let's move forward.